Maseches Nida, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Hamapeles, a woman who miscarries, ve'en yodea mahu, but she doesn't know, she knows that she miscarried a child, but she doesn't know whether it's a male child or a female child, then teshev lezachar v'lan keva, then she takes on the stringencies of having given birth to both a female child and a male child, which means, as we've said previously, 14 days of tumah followed by 26 days of tahara. Mishnah continues, Ein yadua im vlad haya im lav, but if what came out of her, it's she's not certain if it's a child or not, a fetus or not, and may have just been some material that's blood or some membrane, then she has to take on the stringencies, not just of having given birth to a male and a female, but also perhaps she's a nida. So teshev lezachar vilanakeva ulanida. Then she takes on the stringencies of all three, which means essentially that she becomes a tamea for 14 days. And then any blood that she sees subsequently is not considered dam tohar or dam leda, but it's considered dam nida, and she is tamea mishum nida. Mishnah Zion, Hamapeles Liyom Arbaim, a woman who gives birth, who miscarries 40 days after she conceived, and that means within the first 40 days, including the 40th day, Eina Choshesh Lavlan, she doesn't have to be concerned that that was a child, because the fetus is still forming for those first 40 days. Liyom Arbaim Ve'echad, but if it was the 41st day, then teshev lezachar v'lenekeva ulenida. Then again, the halacha is similar to the previous Mishnah. Then she has to take on the stringencies of having given birth to a male child and a female child, and having begun the status of a nida, which means that again she's tamea for sure for 14 days. And then any blood that she sees subsequently is not considered dam tohar, but is considered dam nida, because it's completely unrecognizable whether this was a male or a female, or whether it was neither, and it was just blood, and she is tmeya mishum nida. Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Rabbi Yishmael says, Yom Arbaim ve'echad, teshev lezachar ulen nida. If it was the 41st day and on, then she takes on the stringencies of having given birth to a male, and having attained the status of becoming a nida. Yom Shmonim Ve'echad, but if it's the 81st day and on, Teshev Lezachar Vilanakeva Ulanida. That's when she takes on the stringencies of all three, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah continues, Sheh Zachar Nigmar Larban Ve'echad, a male fetus forms completely after 41 days, Ve'anakeva, but a female fetus forms Lishmonim Ve'echad after 81 days. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. V'chachamim disagree, and they say, no, echad brias hazachar ve'echad brias hanekeva, both the formation of a male child and the formation of a female child, ze v'ze le'arbaim ve'echad, both of them happen after 41 days, and therefore the halacha is the same. There is no division between 41 days and 81 days, but the halacha is the same after 41 days, as we've said. If she miscarries, then she takes on the stringencies of having given birth to a male and a female and having attained the status of a nida. And we do follow lahalacha, we follow the opinion of the chachamim.